Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is Joanne Shaw Taylor. She's got a gig coming up. We'll find out more about that. And, well, good morning, Joanne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, love. How are you doing today?
Everything is well. Everything is well. Are you in the States right now?
I am. I just got here. I'm in Nashville where I live.
Ah, that's where you live. Oh, do
I
you
do,
spend
yeah.
time in England a lot?
Sometimes I've just had a few weeks there with family because we toured there for a few weeks, so I tagged on a couple of weeks to see everyone. I'm quite lucky that given I live here with the tour and I get to make it over there at least twice a year usually.
Wow, well, we're so glad you're here in the States, and we're looking forward to the new release, Heavy Soul. And how'd that come about? How'd it go working on the project?
It was fun. We recorded this album with the producer Kevin Shirley, who I've worked with before. Some people might recognize that name. Kevin works a lot with Joe Bonamassa and basically any major rock band you can think of,
Yeah.
Aerosmith, etc. And I've worked with Kevin before. He's a really close friend of mine. He knows, a lot about me and my music. So to have that kind of level of trust with a producer is a fantastic thing. And we recorded at RCA Studios in Nashville, which is, a very historic studio, one I'm very, very fond of, and with a cracking band. So it was a joy to record, to be honest.
How many pieces are in the band?
For this album, we did drums, bass, two guitar players, not including myself. Keyboards, and then we also had some BVs come in.
Ah, so recently you were added to the roster of Keeping the Blues Alive Records, which has been a project that Joe Bonamassa has started with some other very talented folks. And he's been actively signing great acts to his label. How do you find you?
To be honest, we've been best mates for about since 2009, I think I first met Joe.
Really? Wow.
And it was kind of one of those things that during COVID we were just talking a lot more because obviously we were both off the road for the first time in ages. And I'd mentioned to him that I'd always wanted to do a blues covers album. And as we were talking over the COVID period, he kept sending me song suggestions. So I just said, look, you're already producing this from afar. Why don't Do you want the gig officially? And he said, yeah, let's have some fun. So I moved in with him in Nashville for a couple of weeks and we did that album. And then it just sort of progressed from there, really.
Wow. And Joe, thinking of you, your style of guitar playing, and your vocal prowess, he was thinking of songs that you can knock out of the park or that were challenging.
I wouldn't be so arrogant to say knock out of the park, but challenge, surely, I think is a good word. I had sort of half the songs that I definitely wanted to do. And then, it's really nice to have that input of him thinking of things that I obviously wouldn't, that I think particularly as a vocalist, he thought would challenge me. Example, if you've got to make a fool of somebody, the Aretha slash Bonnie version, we did that. It was really interesting. And again, that's someone that, I've been best mates with for going on 15 years. So he knows me very well, which is always an interesting way to work with someone when they know you as an artist very well, but
Yeah.
person.
So do you trade riffs with Joe?
I try to hold my own. We did another album together that he's guested on both of them, which is nice because it's also he's a far more versatile guitar player than I am. So on certain songs, I know that he can is more capable of lending a guitar solo that will really suit the song a lot more. So it's nice to have a guitar player as incredible as Joe Bonamassa playing second guitar in your band, basically.
Yeah, I'd say. And then when it comes for him to shine, he can certainly put out a bunch of blistering notes that, well, I couldn't play that fast. And, so
Yeah,
that makes it.
he seems to know what he's doing. I think he might have a shot at a good career if he keeps with
Yeah,
it, no?
true. Now back to you, Joanne Shaw Taylor. You are with us here at 98.1 KZE. You have a date coming up, which we're excited about, April 19th at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And you're going to be playing songs from Heavy Soul.
Yeah, it's we've got some of the new songs off the new album. It's a really good mixture. Some songs off the previous album, the blues album, and then sort of, some of my favorites from the back catalog. So it's I think it's a really good mixture of material.
Cool. Well, we've been spinning your music from The Best Thing, from
Oh,
that
have you?
single, all the way on up through. I've been really enjoying the song Wild Love off Heavy
Oh,
Soul.
brilliant. Yeah, that's one of
Yes.
my favorites, so I love to hear that. I
It's one of
really.
my favorites, too.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's probably my favorite off the album. I just thought it was it's just a joy to play live as well. It's just kind of different. It's a bit funky. It's
Yeah, it's got a cool, steady groove through the whole song. And while
yeah,
your
it's a fun one.
singing is just fantastic, your guitar playing is as impeccable as ever. Joanne, please keep up the good work. And we look forward to seeing you at the Mehewi.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. It's an 8 o'clock show Friday, April 19th at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And what else is coming up on the horizon, Joanne?
Well, we're getting ready. I leave for this US tour, which we're out for about 5 weeks. We're going all over. Lots of dates from Florida way up to you guys. And I'm back in the studio and then hopefully some summer festival dates. So I'm very lucky to be scratching both creative itches of live and studio. So I got a busy year ahead of me.
Well, we wish you nothing but the greatest of all success and keep up the good work. And well, I'm going to spin Wild Love and give the people a taste of what they'll be hearing on April 19th at the Mehewi in Great Barrington. Joanne Shaw Taylor, thanks a lot for chatting with us here on the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. It's been nothing but a pleasure.
Oh, likewise. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.